97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. Big Papa in the morning. Better with you Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. Joanna Garcia Swisher is on the line. Joanna, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to be talking to you.
But no, I'm glad to be talking to you. No, don't. So, number one thing, you're on West Coast right now, right?
No, I'm actually in New York.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. Because I was actually going to ask about
this
that.
Weather.
I was gonna ask about that because you recently married Nick Swisher of the Yanks, and it's, you know, we're big Yankee country here, but
I know.
But the production of the show, and you're mostly based on the West Coast, but Nick's on the East Coast. How do you guys manage that with the marriage and like being bi-coastal and stuff? That's got to be tough on the marriage.
Well, we actually are pretty bi-coastal together. My show goes into production during all of his off season.
I've heard that.
So we're
about
not
you.
Separated as much as people would think. I mean, I've been off work since the beginning of March, so I was able to be in spring training and stuff like that. And I don't go back until the fall, hopefully, if the show gets picked up. Hint, hint, ABC. but yeah, I mean, so we're together a lot more than one would think. Our schedules really align really well together.
Well, that works out really, really well because, I mean, and a lot of times that's what ends up happening when you get into the celebrity, the athlete, the this, that, and the other. There's lots of travel involved. There's lots of schedule, you know, running around and trying to make things work. So it works out. It's a blessing that it's able to work out where you're off when he's on and vice versa. It works out really, really well.
It's pretty amazing. We are very, very lucky. And I think now that we're married, a lot of the jobs that I will be taking will dictate sort of like, you know, what will be most conducive to having a healthy marriage, because that's the most important thing. So
absolutely, because at the end of the day, you know, family comes first.
Yes, very much so. It's how I was raised and very much how Nick was raised. So it's good stuff.
It's Joanna Garcia Swisher. She plays Mia on Better With You, Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. For people who have not seen the show yet, talk to me about the show.
The show is very similar to Friends in tone. We have a lot of the same writers. It's about a family and all three different stages of their romantic relationships. And I'm the youngest daughter, and I have I met this guy, fell in love. 6 weeks later, we are engaged, and I'm pregnant. My
Not
older
mine.
Sister has been in a monogamous, serious relationship, no desire to get married for 9 years, and they consider it a very valid life choice. And then my parents have been married for 35-plus years, and sort of their dynamic, and there's a real underlying love there, but how they sort of coexist and tolerate each other for so many years. And it's just sort of this, you know, family thrown into this crazy situation of me getting pregnant and getting married and how that sort of makes everyone feel and all of the things that come with that. But then also, too, they've really sculpted these very interesting characters that I think are really funny and quirky, which I tend to be attracted to.
The show is called Better With You. It's Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. We're talking to Joanna Garcia Swisher. For details on that, hit the website, abc.com. Do you like Facebook, Twitter, and stuff like that, or no?
I am. I'm on Twitter. Yeah, okay. I love Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I've never been on Facebook, which everyone thinks I'm such a loser for. But I don't really understand it, and I never was that gadget girl. But I got into Twitter for the show, really, because I wanted to reach out to the fans and talk to them. And it's been so great. I actually really enjoy it. I definitely engage. It's nice to, when you're so removed with what we do. I always love meeting people on the streets, but now I get to, like, hear from people all over the world that are enjoying my show or have questions, and, it's really fun.
What is, what's your Twitter handle?
Joanna L. Garcia.
Okay, sweet. It's Joanna Garcia Swisher, Better With You. It is Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. The reason I ask if you were online, because, whenever I do an interview, I always do, I Google you. And I know that sounds dirty and everything, but I want to be informed so I don't sound like a moron, pretty much. And
I love it.
And I see lots of fan sites. Now, normally some people have, like, their own website, but you don't. It's all I see is, like, sites put up by fans. And to be quite honest, Joanna, it kind of creeped me out because it was like, here is 300 still shots from the last episode of Better With You. I'm like, wow, that's got to be 12 different shades of creepy.
I know. No, and you know, it's so awesome. I do have some really great fans that are completely computer savvy, which is so not my style. But so I am appreciative of all that support. I mean, there's always creepy ones, but that's sort of what makes life interesting, right? I mean, I could kick anyone's ass if I really had to, so I'm not too afraid of it.
Nice.
But I'm guessing that the people that are doing the websites are pretty cool. So I'm going with that one.
And not for nothing, Joanna, your husband's pretty good with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I like to think so. I like to think that we have one actually sitting by our bedside all the time. I don't know, like, it that kind of creeps me out more than anything, but I guess it's a good thing.
That is fantastic.
It's true, though. It's so weird. Isn't that so weird?
The show is better with you. Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. We're talking to Joanna Garcia Swisher. Since you've gone from, you know, you're used to the Hollywood thing, and now you're dating, I was dating, now married to an athlete. What is the biggest misconception that you had when you started dating a professional athlete?
I didn't really have too many misconceptions, but I didn't really know much about what the baseball life would be. I mean, it's definitely grueling. I thought, wow, you know, as actors, we work so hard. We work 18-hour days and blah, blah, blah. You, like, kind of pat yourself on the back, but we don't work nearly as much as these guys work. It's just a lot of, like, physical, not that they get, you know, they're very well paid and they have a great job, and not that I don't think anyone really complains about it, but I was really amazed by how hard they work. I mean, it's an intense season, so it's always very impressive, and I love, you know, to see people kind of use their talents and be able to, you know, live that every day. It's a pretty special thing, so it's pretty impressive how much they put their nose to the grind. And, like, you know, the ups and the downs, I always think, like, I hate when people are in there and they don't, you know, someone's in a slump and they don't really understand what that means, and I'm like, you have no idea how crazy difficult it is to, like,
sure,
do these things. So living with it now, I have so much more understanding and sympathy and compassion for the ups and the downs of playing a game so intensely every single day for such a long period of time.
All right, so I've been to a few Yankee games. The new stadium is fantastic. Give us your perspective. Like, do you have, like a separate entrance? Do you have to go through, like, the player's entrance and sit in the box? Or, like, what is your, like, when you go to a Yankee game, what is your routine? Like, how does it go for you? And I want to compare it to, like, what I do, you know?
I don't know if this is a really good thing for the city of New York, but I now drive our car to the stadium, which is a little scary. I'm a maniac, but I do fancy myself to be kind of a good New York driver. I broke, like, 6 laws in the first day. And
that a girl.
Manhattan.
That's how
but
you're
I
supposed to.
I finally got there, and everyone sort of, you know, wound me in. But, yeah, I do. We park in a lot, you know, where our husbands park and kind of go up to an elevator, and I think they like to keep us in that seat because, you know, they can contain us, keep an eye on us.
Well, I mean, you and Cameron hanging out watching the Yankee game, they, you know, obviously two hottie-totty chickies, they want to keep, you know, the general public away from you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad to have, like, Cameron's one of my dearest friends and has been for many years, so it's nice to have her be a part of this Yankee family, and I think we're having a lot of fun. It's very selfishly, I like having her around.
It's Joanna Garcia Swisher. Better with you Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. Make sure you check it out. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Two shows that are on your DVR right now.
Selling New York and Modern Family.
Favorite toy as a child?
My Little Pony.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Vodka soda.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Probably something from Justin Bieber.
favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Favorite what?
Body part of the opposite sex.
Oh. I like a good bicep.
And favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, I can't go there.
It's Joanna Garcia Swisher. Better with you Wednesdays, 8:30 on ABC. Thank you so much for the time and continued success. And you're definitely getting the next season. I guarantee it.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. I'll hook you up on Twitter. It's Joanna Garcia Swisher, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.